Being disciplined is something that is very valuable towards us humans. You can, once you are disciplined, there's so many ways you can use that. You know, doing a happy movement, doing bad times, and relationship, kids, family, you know, those basic things like that. Discipline can guide you through those things, and people don't understand self-discipline is the most important thing. It's one of the most valuable things you can have within that you can build in the mind. The mind do have space for it, you know. That's the mind where the mind can intake anything that is, you know, it can take anything. The mind is willing to take anything, the good and the bad, I mean. So whatever that you decide to build outside, when you keep reminding the mind about it, it's gonna get in there. For example, if you sprayed if you see a dirty spot and you want to pressure wash that, the more pressure you put on that space, the faster that dirt get out of that space. So that's how discipline is kind of like. The more you discipline yourself, the better you clean out the dirt. You're cleaning out the negativity. You're cleaning out those type of things that don't belong in the mind that is already there. The mind has built those things. You have built those things within the mind. Doing those negative stage and thinking the negative thoughts and stuff like that. So discipline, when you have discipline, you can clear out all those things. With discipline, you will know how to control your madness. You will know how to control negative thinking that's gonna come in. You know how to deal with people. You know how to deal with those type of things that don't belong in the mind, because it's very troublesome, and it's something that can cause trouble, you know. So discipline is one of the most important things oneself need to focus on to succeed. Sometimes you have to play dumb just to gain, and all of that is part of discipline. You are not literally dumb. You're just putting on a character. You're gonna build a bunch of different characters that is needed to move forward to the next level. So as you're building yourself,
we'll continue talking about discipline. The thing about discipline, most people, normal people that is building discipline don't understand. Other people won't understand what is going on with you when you are going through discipline, self-discipline, and you're trying to build these different positive and productive character within, you know, self-discipline. That's something that is very, very important to you. You, the person that building it, other won't understand, and it is a lot of sacrifice that come with it. And you are gonna ignore some people
doing self-discipline stages, as you building that, those stages and those different characters of self-discipline that you're building within the mind, you're gonna go through a lot of sacrifice. You're gonna change a lot of things about yourself. You're not gonna talk to certain people consistently like the way you used to, and those people that don't understand what you're going through, what you're building in your mind, those characters, those positive characters, those change characters that you're building to discipline within the mind, they will understand what's going on. But you have to be true to yourself and keep doing those things. You're gonna ignore some people, but that doesn't mean you should hate them, you should disrespect them as you ignore them. No, you can stay quiet as you're working. You know, for example, if we are studying for an exam, a major exam or something like that, we don't go around talking to a bunch of people at the same time, trying to put that steady in our head. In the other word, we don't go around talking to people. We focus on that assignment, that task. We focus on that, and we keep putting that in the mind. That's discipline. You are well disciplined to focus on that task, because you know it's a major exam that you need to pass. So you are capable of talking to other people while doing that, but it's not gonna be in your mind correctly, because you are being busy with other things at the same time trying to focus on that. Multitask is not it don't cover in that type of category, because you are studying for something major. And when you are studying for something major, you just can't be talking to other people. So that's why I'm saying that you are gonna cut some people off, and you're gonna stop talking to some people that you used to talk to consistently. And as you're doing that, sometimes when you have space within, you have to let them know that you are going to stages, you are going to bettering yourself, you are going to discipline, you are working on something. You don't have to always tell them that you are disciplining yourself. No, you don't really have to explain yourself to people in those type of self betterment. You don't need to do that. You can actually tell them that you're working on something, you know. You're working on something. It's okay. They will understand. If they're good people, if they're a good person, they will understand what you're going through. They'll say, oh, okay, he's working on something. That's why he's so busy. And that's why she's so busy. That person will understand what you got going on. So discipline is very important. It needs focus. You have to focus on that, because this is something that can actually switch your life. It can change your life. It can put you in a better situation, in a better situation. It can put you in somewhere that you're gonna feel good about yourself. You're gonna do things differently. You're gonna compose yourself properly, and you are going to prepare. Now you see, as you go into preparation, things gonna happen. You're gonna observe a lot of different changes within yourself. Things that you used to do, things that you used to do, places that you used to be, everybody knowing you are there, center of attention, knowing that you do certain things and they know of you. They know that's what you do. So you are not going to be available like before. Why? Because you're going through changes. You can't miss those old things like 50-50 as you're going through changes. You know, that's That is the major problem that we face as human. When we say we want to change and we say we want success, but yet we are consistently spending thousands of dollars on, you know, Gucci shoes and luxury cars and, you know, those things. Yet we keep piling up bills that we don't have. The money that coming in, the income that coming in is little than the bills that we piling up. And yet we as humans in this generation, you know, around my age group, we are so focused on, oh man, I want to be successful, I want this, I'm gonna be this. You know, we talk the talk. My generation, my age group, we talk the talk, but we don't really walk. We don't really walk, you know, we don't really walk the walk. Somebody say that, it's a saying that you talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk. You know, and those are the things that going on in my generation. People need to be disciplined. We need to be disciplined. I will include myself as well. We need to be disciplined to get these things that we say we want, you know, to succeed. You can want to succeed and you don't have enough money, but yet you are driving a $70,000 car, you're driving a $50,000 car, and you're driving an $80,000 car, but yet your income is not even $50,000. You know, your yearly income is not even $50,000, but you are consistently adding these bills up, and it's not right. That's not the right path to go, you know. So that's when the discipline comes in place. You have to cut out certain things. You can't do certain things that you are used to doing. You can't drive those cars that you are used to driving, even though people know of you driving those nice cars and doing big things, you know. But those people have their story. Those people have their own self-discipline. They know, you see them moving forward. You cannot put yourself in anybody's shoes, you know. Even though they are aware of you having those things and having those nice things, but you're going through the struggle personally. You're going through the struggle, and they don't know. They don't know. But you are the only person that know. When you go home, you look at these paperwork, you look at your bills, you look at your balance, where you are in life, and it's just difficult for you to exceed, you know, to the next level. You know, it's not possible to get to the next level if you are not self-disciplined. You know, you have to cut out certain things, and during those preparation stage, that's when you start cutting things down. You start cutting certain people off that is not a good energy around you. They are not moving in the same direction as you, and they don't have to move in the same direction as you, but they have to be going towards that same path in their direction. But everything should be productive, positive, you know, and that's it. You have to move in that direction. If they are, then you go with them. But if they're not, you have to cut certain people off, and that's self